Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. 6 o'clock tonight. Ava Graham, a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally. You win some Eagles merch. As well, you can win tickets to next year's Eagles home opener. It's the time we've all been waiting for. The speech that you need. Rios from North Philly, you're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios!
Y'all hear me clearly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I love it. They hear me clearly?
They can hear you clearly. Can you hear Rios? They're ready.
Hey, look, I just took a picture. Look, this how much I love y'all. I'm on the side of the road near the swamps of Louisiana. Y'all mean stop so I could do this speech for all of y'all because I love y'all because this is what it's all about. Do or freaking die. Hey, yo, Buzz, hit the music. Straight to the freaking point. There ain't no freaking tomorrow at all. This is it. Mission 59 is here, and let me remind y'all of this. We bullied our way to make it to this ultimate, extreme, prestige stage to whoop some ass while the whole world watch, and we hoist the Mission 59 trophy. What more do you need to get yourself up for amazing violence? This is what we all dream for, what we strive for. What we cry for, to be the best in the freaking world. Think of all the hard work you put in as a kid. Think of all the traumas. Think of all the distractions and hurdles you had to go through. Look at your family. Look at your kids. This is what it's all about. The opposing team is trying to stop your kids' joy. Trying to kill our mission. You have no choice, gentlemen, but to freaking go dark. This ain't a freaking game. This is more than a game. This is health. It's a lifestyle. This means a lot to so many people. Y'all can save lives by winning the Super Bowl. Think about the young superhero who gave up the body to protect his sister and got shrapnel metal from the pain that crashed in Northeast Philly sticking out of his head. One of the first things he asked about was our Philadelphia Eagles. This is bigger than you think. This is serious. Now go and give up all of the body. Always ready to die for something and live through anything. We don't take we don't take the road of least resistance. Nothing easy. We have a purpose. We fight. We grind. We stick to the script. We constantly being greedy and violent. We know who we are. We are soul robbers. We want the world and everything in it. The time is now. We are ready for the big payback. F the Chiefs with all due disrespect. No one on the field will be smiling until we fully inundate the ground of the Superdome with blood. So I say this, Ike, Spike, Fritz, and all Eagles fans listening, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
I can't hear you!
Blood!
What gets results?
Violence!
What gets results?
Violence!
F what you think. Violence will be produced and we're going 0-30. Bleep the refs. Bleep the Chiefs. Bleep anyone who's a freaking softie. We pay the cost to be a boss. Now let's go and F stuff up. E-A-G-L. Eagles! I am Rios for North Philly, Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Star Major of Philly. Next time you say my name, it will begin with two-time Super Bowl champion. Y'all mean peace? I love y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Give them hell because it's time to give blood all the way through because that's what we're looking for. I love y'all, gentlemen. Peace.
There he is.
There's Rios.
He brought it.
Never a doubt.
He brought it.
Never a doubt.
Imagine, I know 5:30 Creed was a spectacle. Could you imagine if we were still in Radio Row for yelling that, blood?
Yeah, right. Blood and violence.
And violence?
Yeah. Yep.
Could you?
Oh, you guys didn't see this yesterday. So if you didn't hear, we were seeing 5:30 Creed at Radio Row all week, and some of the shows that were near us thought it was funny, like Houston. Some did not think it was funny at all. Like Grant and Danny at WJFK, they taped their entire 5 o'clock hour yesterday, so they weren't even there for 5:30 Creed.
Nice.
We we drove them out of Radio Row.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
What did they expect?
Yeah, I know.
What did they expect?
Come on, bro. We're in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You're not.
We didn't come down here to be, you know, some stuffy radio show over there acting all highbrow, you know, excited to get celebrity guests coming through. I'm sorry. Your team lost in the NFC Championship game, and you're sour. We won. We're actually playing in the Super Bowl, so we're going to behave like our team is playing in the freaking game.
Yeah, you're talking to Greg Olsen. We're singing Creed.
Yes.
He's having more fun. We are.
We are.
We are.
Clearly.
We are.
Don't say we are too much.
Oh, yeah. That's the wrong thing.
But if Saquon Super Bowl MVP, we can we are.
We can do.
There will be
some we ares then.
Yep.
By the way, Ike, where can you see Joe Conklin real quick? Might as well mention that.
Him and his buddies. You can see Joe Conklin at the City Rhythm Orchestra. I'm sorry, and the City Rhythm Orchestra at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st, and at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey. That's right around my neck of the woods. That's Saturday, February 22nd. You know where you go get your tickets at, JoeConklin.com.
Damon and East Norton, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, been a while.
Welcome back.
What happened, D?
Speaking of D.C.,
come on in.
Yep.
Look. Hey, I wasn't ducking. All right.
You were ducking.
My ass.
two weeks ago, I wasn't allowed to leave California. Now I'm moving back to Philly tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
You are a
Pick
fraud.
Up the phone. Pick up the phone.
We've been on for 2 weeks, brother.
Yes. Man, I wish I would have had access, but I'm glad y'all made it this far. You know, this is your last chance. For real. Like,
what a pivot.
Next 5-10 years, y'all not going to have another championship. Y'all not even winning the division. So this is all y'all got, and I'm glad.
Who's going to win, you and RG4? You got to play a quarterback over there?
We probably gonna have Tyreek Hill. We might have Brandon Ayuk. What you want to do?
Like, Myles Garrett,
Who else?
Y'all ain't got nobody to stop us. And I just want to come to parade. Because the last parade, all them big old biddies, everybody drunk, we all having a blast out there, like on Broad Street. I can't wait to go to that again. It was just like a cultural experience. But but it's the last one for y'all. And y'all should be actually happy that I gave y'all bulletin board material, because y'all ain't beat nobody like y'all beat us the whole season. Like, that was ridiculous. 30 points, that was ridiculous.
Hey, Damon, real quick. What's the speed limit on most highways? It's either 65 or what?
What, out here?
55? Yeah, like 55?
55 to 70?
Yeah, 55. Isn't that a number you know pretty well? Isn't that what we hung on you?
God. I'm going to call Andy Boyle to put your head in the toilet.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Andy Boyle.
Hold on. I like where this is going.
Yeah, no, I don't like this at all.
Dude, he going to come give you a wedgie. He going to give you a swirly. What you want, man?
All right.
Coming at me like that.
Wow. Your big sell now is that you're going to have other players that aren't even on the Commanders yet. It's very sad. I can't believe you ducked us for 2 weeks.
That was not done. We'll talk about it. I'm coming back to Philly. I'm going to be coming to Sticky and Pete. It's all good. But for the score, I think, well, matter of fact, when the game starts, second drive of the game, I think they're going to get a safety. Who's going to be back there twerking in the end zone? They're going to sack him. It's going to be a safety. Y'all going to start off bad. But then they're going to realize that the only saving grace that I got on y'all entire team, the entire season, has been Saquon Barkley. But they're going to hand him the ball, and then the game going to show up. And then, because y'all not, unfortunately, the reason y'all beat us is because y'all had the refs and y'all had the home field advantage y'all had to face.
Yep.
The refs. The refs. You're complaining about the refs. They scored 55 points.
Wait, are you rooting for the Eagles on Sunday, Damon?
He is.
I'm rooting for a parade. I want a parade.
All right.
You damn sure ain't going. We know you ain't going to see one down in D.C., and we know you ain't going to KC, so your best chance of getting to attend one is right here.
Pennsylvania Avenue for the next 5 years. We're going to be good. We're not worried about y'all. Mm-hmm. We're not worried about y'all. We're going to build a new stadium. It's Harris season, if y'all haven't figured it out already. This is Harris season. All right, not with the Sixers, but with the Commanders. Next year, we're doing our thing.
All right.
I'm so scared.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. It only took you 2 weeks, so I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Guy waits 2 weeks to call.
Yes.
2 weeks.
By design.
Yeah.
Dude, Rios really is on the side of, right by a swamp.
Yep. Dude, the decision to drive down, now it's an 18-hour drive, on Friday, I don't think he has tickets to the game.
No.
You think he'd be there for more days? That guy is dedicated to, I don't even know, whatever he's going to do.
Well, I mean, the fact that he's driving down there is just insane. I don't know if he's going to the game or if he's going down there maybe looking for tickets to go to the game. I don't know his financial situation.
He said he had a former one of his military brothers lives down there, so I know he's staying with them. I'll tell you, Rios will feel at home on Bourbon Street with the amount of camouflage military.
But that's for damn sure.
Flanked on.
That's for damn
on
sure.
Bourbon Street.
You know what, though, Spike? Listen, if you're just rolling with the fellas and you're going, there are so many Eagles fans down there. You're going to be down there celebrating.
Are you kidding?
With everybody.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, paying nearly $10,000 to sit at the top of that damn Superdome just to say you were in the building is just stupid to me.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Unless you got money to burn.
Yeah, it does. It seems crazy.
Yeah, like that's just crazy to me, unless you got money to burn.
Yep.
He left last night at 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
He's not by himself, though, right?
I don't believe so. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is, what is it? I forget what today is.
It's Friday.
No. The thing that we're saying. On the record. Friday. I'm sorry. I couldn't remember.
Confused me?
Yeah,
I'm like,
nah, what? Sorry. It's On the Record Friday, 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP.
I got a 10-plus victory. I just don't see yeah, great. They have Mahomes, but there's so much stuff that we do better than them. Like, we got Jalen Carter. You can't double-team him on one side because then you're leaving their worst offensive lineman single-team on the other. You got Saquon going against linebackers that he's just going to crush once he gets to the second level. Like, the bubble pass that they love, Cooper's going to lift up one of those 100-pound wide receivers that they have, and it's going to be like when we played the Patriots.
Mm.
I just can't see how we could lose this game.
Well, I could see how we're going to lose it, but yeah, if you take the emotion out of it and go through the numbers like Ike just did, the Chiefs' schedule, their offensive rank this year, and their defense is good, and Spags is a great defensive coordinator, but they're not. This is not the 85 Bears on the other side of the ball with the Chiefs. You know, it's a good defense. It really is. It really just comes down to the aura of them and Mahomes and Reed. And, you know, and that's it. And that's it. And I agree with you. If you look at it like that, the Eagles should win this game. Like, this is not a game. This is not a happy-to-be-there game. This is a game that the Eagles could and should win.
And we have so much Saquon's play doesn't even make one of the top plays last night. Vic Fangio, number one defensive coordinator, doesn't even get a sniff at the coordinator award. Like, there's so many receipts the Eagles have for the Super Bowl.
Disrespect. Yeah.
I can't wait.
All right, Gary. Your lips to God's ears. Now, he mentioned Fangio and the defensive coordinator of the year assistant coach. So the NFL honors were last night. Josh Allen wins MVP, just barely over Lamar Jackson.
Let's go.
You know, as you mentioned before the show, Ike, you know, Lamar probably shouldn't have won the last time
last
he won.
Year. Well, last year, yeah. I thought McCaffrey should have won the MVP last year.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, it does. Some people are saying this is sort of like his Embiid MVP in that he maybe should have won it in other years, and this was the narrative year for Josh Allen. But he really is that offense, and I think it is a stats aside. I think it is a well earned award, and I think Josh Allen.
I mean, listen, it's an award that we've seen be given to people that. I don't know if there's ever. I mean, when's the last time we had somebody that we all agreed on that was
for
the
MVP? Yep.
I mean, Jalen should have won it 2 years ago. If he doesn't get banged up in Chicago and can't finish the season, or he misses what, two games or one game? He missed two games and played the last game of the season.
Yeah. Yes.
And they took the MVP away from him when he was clearly the MVP all year long.
Right. Saquon didn't get any first-place votes. He got one second-place vote and 25 third-place votes.
Stupid quarterback award.
He came in third, Burrow fourth, and Goff fifth. Defensive player of the year, Zach Bond came in fifth place but did get two first-place votes. Patrick Surtain, who we would never talk about trading for here, won defensive player of the year.
I'm surprised by that one.
Saquon wins offensive player of the year. Quinion Mitchell was second in defensive rookie of the year. Jared Verse won that.
Yep.
Mitchell got 9 first place votes. Cooper DeJean came in fourth, which is great. Coach of the year, Kevin O'Connell. I think Nick Sirianni gets some votes. What was the 11th, Jack, that you said?
11th, yeah.
Tied with Tony Dungy.
Total disrespect.
Todd Bowles.
And then, oh, yeah, Tony Dungy doesn't coach anymore.
Yep. All right.
Sorry.
Well, we all look alike.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's not what it was.
Turn the heat up.
Wait, he did coach Tampa, though, right, Tony Dungy? Well, there you go. That's right.
Wow, 20 years ago.
Well, come on. Name starts with a T. I don't see color. And assistant coach of the year was Ben Johnson, who 29 first-place votes. Vic Fangio came in fourth, had 3 first-place votes. 2 was Brian Flores. 3rd was Aaron Glenn. So Those are the awards. And then, what's it called? The Hall of Fame was last night as well. 215-592-9494.
Well, don't bury the lead with the Hall of Fame.
Well, I was going to get to it a little bit later.
Oh, okay.
So
I didn't know you brought it up.
No, yeah. Well, it was just, it happened last night. But I want to give enough time to actually talk about it. 215-592-9494. Dante in Delaware. You're on WIP.
Guys, I'm so hyped for this game. I just can't wait. Listen, the Eagles and the Niners are probably the last two teams the Chiefs wanted to face in the Super Bowl. I think when you're going for a three-peat, having to do a rematch to one of the two teams you already beat is probably the worst recipe. But the Eagles are faster, the bigger, they're stronger. They're going to hurt somebody. Like the last caller just said, Brandon Cooks got knocked out in the second quarter of the Super Bowl in 2017. I think the same thing. Cooper's going to nail Worley on some bum screen pass, and he's going to get knocked out in the second quarter. It's going to be close at halftime, but like they have been doing all year, the offensive line, Barkley, the defense, they're going to come out and after the second half, start shutting them down. It's 41-24 all day.
Oh, 41?
41-24. Like when we won it in 2017 against the Patriots, our defense was not like this, but our offense can score, and we're going to shut them down. They're going to score 24 points. I think that Barkley and Hurts, they're all going to be celebrating on the sidelines with 5 minutes left to go in this game, congratulating each other.
I would like that. I'd love a laugher. I would love a laugher.
The Kenny Pickett kneel down at the end?
Yeah.
I was also thinking, like, 2 years ago, we had Brad. Bradbury was so soft on the outside. Quinion wants all the smoke. I mean, these receivers, old DeAndre Hopkins, Worley, I'm not worried about any of them. Kelsey, he'll get his. He'll get like 100 yards, get a touchdown, just like in the championship game. We score 55 points. What's his name? Still got his.
Zach Ertz.
Who's the receiver? Yeah.
Zach Ertz.
No, not Zach Ertz, but the receiver.
Oh, Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, but it didn't matter. We still scored 55 points, and they scored 20-something. So I think after this Sunday, the whole NFL, like, we might be looking back at this team as a whole this season as one of the greatest teams to ever be assembled and play. I think that's what they're going to go out there and prove it on Sunday. They're going to shut this team down.
Thank you for the call, Dante. I do think if they win this game, given how dominant their regular season was, who they beat in the Super Bowl, I think they will be remembered as one of the great Super Bowl winning teams. Now, the ones that actually get remembered that aren't a dynasty, 85 Bears, the Rams. Are the Rams
greatest
remembered?
Show on turf.
Greatest show on turf.
That era, I don't know. Well, that Super Bowl came down to the last play, so that was memorable Super Bowl.
Yep.
Tackle at the 1 yard line.
The people talking. Oh, was that the McNair? No. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yep.
People are talking about blowout. We haven't seen. There were a lot of blowouts when we were younger.
Not since the Broncos, Seattle.
Yeah, it's been.
That was like the last one. The one in New York. The Super Bowl that was in New York.
They've been close Super Bowls. Blowout doesn't. 41.
I'd be more surprised if it's a blowout than expected.
I would as well.
Yeah.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. What happens Sunday? Eagles by 10+. Eagles win a close game or Chiefs win. 53.9% say Eagles by 10+. 33.4% Eagles win a close game, and 12.7% say the Chiefs win.
Area.
Yeah, it stayed right at the same spot.
Yeah,
the disrespect of James Bradbury in 22 has gotten a little bit out of hand.
Was he all pro? Yeah. All pro is hard. It's not Pro Bowl.
I think Quinion's better, but he was also really good. It wasn't last year's James Bradbury.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He was all pro. I don't know how he was all pro. I thought Slay was better. Slay didn't even make all pro that year. He made Pro Bowl that year. And Slay was the one who covered the number one receiver on the team.
Right. How did
Bradbury get all pro? He didn't cover top receivers. I don't know.
Was it one of those things where they were thrown at the other guy so his numbers look better?
Yeah.
Sort of like the
What did Bradbury do? How many interceptions did he have? I don't remember any of them.
Yeah, because Slay was definitely, he was only Pro Bowl. Bradbury that.
Yeah, and Bradbury didn't even make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, Bradbury didn't make the Pro Bowl, but he was second team All-Pro. He only had one interception.
That's so weird. Does he have a lot of friends? Is he a good guy?
No, it's one of those things where when your defense is as good as it was, and we had, what, 70 sacks that year?
Yeah.
Yes.
It kind of makes your back end look a lot better. And
Ayo.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Yep.
The defense, I guess they figured they needed to have some Eagles players on there.
Yeah.
Because he may be the only one who made the All-Pro team. Anybody else? Did Javon Hargrave make the Hassan Reddick may have made it that year.
You would think so.
All right.
Well, Hurts was awful.
Well, I meant defense. I know Hurts was all pro. He was the best player in the league that year.
Yeah, people forget that. No one brings it up.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk about – an Eagle was voted into the Hall of Fame last night, and a Giant was not. So we will talk about that.
Slay was first-team all pro that year.
Oh, there you go.
He was first-team all pro?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay. Well, there you go. I knew he was the better corner.
So we will talk about the Hall of Fame next on a on-the-record Friday. Let us know what you think exactly is going to happen on Sunday. Score, how it happens, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Sunday's big game. You can enjoy all that action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.